appears to be approximately 36 feet wide. So where they've made the mark from mark to mark here, and they say, well, each one owns half. Well, each side would have 18 feet to get in there. And you can park a car on the side of the driveway and get by it on an 18-foot driveway.
I believe your 25 is from that blue line over to the entrance there. Yeah, okay. Well, he's got a marker on it. Yeah, there's your 25.
No. It's got to be wider than that, according to the way this is. There is a, where the concrete's joined there, see, George?
It shows 25 feet.
And if it comes straight out from the garages, they say it's 36 to 36.
I don't know that they're necessarily making that a tick like on a plan. I think they're just saying the width is 25 feet on that slab.
Well, they're not showing to the end of the driveway.
Well, see,
and if you look
side,
at it...
Your one side's offset.
I don't know.
It's offset right there.
Yeah. They have more driveway than we do.
I believe you've got 25 feet across the front where it joins the street, and that other 11 feet is what's on that right side of it.
Is it 36?
That's
up
your
36
there.
There.
Yeah. And since that other villa's right there at the 25 when they put it in here.
Well, this side comes in straight in. That side has got this blocking, so that would make this area out here.
We also have the issue of the adjoining neighbor is opposed and has written us a letter for the application.
Yeah.
On the common law. So it's a non-nightly rental in the same duplex. But any other comments, or can we get to a motion that someone would be comfortable in making? He was getting ready.
I was speculating.
Well, I must have been speculating with you.
Are you to the point of making, moving forward?
Well, you got to single me out.
You were the one speculating. Anyone else? Any other questions that can be answered?
Scott, do you have any help?
Hmm?
Do you have any recommended help?
I will give this a shot. I think, safety, I don't know if it falls under safety or what, but I would make a motion for approval. But I think as a special condition, there should only be two automobiles at that night in the rough. And I think that would be a safety issue, because if there's a medical emergency or something and they can't get their car out, that's a big deal. I make a motion for approval with a special
off-street parking to be two vehicles. Okay.
May I ask one question?
No, we're in the middle of a motion. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So we've got a motion on the floor. Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second.
We've got a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
I think it would be good if they do get an agreement quote between the two parties.
Well, it's within the motion right now that's on the floor. So, any other questions? All those in favor of approving the application with the restriction of two off-street parking only is correct. Raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I voted against it the last time. I was the only one who voted against it last time, and I remember the thing, and I'm going to vote the same way I did last time.
I'm opposed as well. So did you get the vote?
4-2.
So it passes.
I get to talk with my neighbors right now.
Thank you. All right, let's move on to the next item, which is 19-02, 290 Easy Street, Branson.
Ellis and Carrie Hackney are seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit allowing nightly rental use in the existing single-family home located at 290 Easy Street, Branson. Per the assessor's information, the two-bedroom home was built in 1960 and is located in the Holiday Hills subdivision, Lot 22. It's 40 feet by 50 feet by 185 foot, irregular in size. Lot 22 was originally platted in 1958, with a 15-foot wide road easement being platted to the lot in 1985. The property is served by a community well for water and a new on-site wastewater system for wastewater permitted in March 2017. Property to the east is Lake Taneycomo. Properties located to the west, south, and north are single-family homes. Project received a total score of 2 on the Western Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. I zoomed out here a little bit. This is Reinhardt Road, turns to Bee Creek. Then you turn right on Beeler. You take Beeler all the way almost to the end. You can see the parcel highlighted right there. Zoom in on the parcel. Here's the parcel with the floodplain layer on it. Then I'd have some photographs. I think you saw these in the concept. I have a couple of new ones. Fencing in the backyard was to protect the new lateral field. The home's right here. Okay.
Is the applicant here? Mr. Hackney?
Ellis Hackney. After that young lady, I couldn't even tell you what to say. I just would like to state that this is going to be my retirement home. I'm just wanting to do a not really a nightly rental. It's more I would like to have people come there on the weekends, maybe go fishing, and go home. I want to have access to this house myself. I'm down here now. I'm just starting to remodel it. One of the concerns you guys had last time was the width of the street. I did measure the street on the right side of the property. The street was like 15 feet wide. Up by the next house, by the well house, it was like 12 feet. And that was really the only two measurements I took. I don't know. I just think that my neighbors are a little apprehensive. I think they expect us to have people in and out of there constantly, and that is not what I'm about here. I'm trying to basically pay for my rental home with just some partial rental in it.
We have any questions now, or we'll, why don't you have a seat and we'll see who is. Do we have anybody for this application to speak this evening? Do we have any opposed? Why don't we, are you okay to start on this side, ma'am? Yes. We'll work our way that direction.
Hi, I'm Joyce Deese. I live in Rockaway Beach right now. And we purchased this home, and we're in the remodeling because we're going to live there full time. And it's directly next to their house. As you can see by the property boundaries, there's very minimal. Our property begins at the power pole right in front of their house on this right-hand side down below. And the easement is right there that goes through our property to the boat ramp. And I'm concerned that there will be a lot of traffic going down the easement through my property to the boat ramp. And then there's nowhere to turn around. So they'll be turning around off of the easement if they want to back a boat in there and then come back and get it out. And I'm concerned about that. I'm also concerned about the parking, because the street is very narrow. It's one lane. And even going up Beeler, it's hardly wide enough for two vehicles, much less a boat, trailer and everything. So I'm concerned about that. I just now understood that the lateral field is actually on my property. Because it's on, see where the fence is?
Well, no, I checked that.
You did?
I don't know why they fenced. Yeah, okay. He kept it on.
Oh, I thought that's what they said.
No, that fence was put way around to protect it.
I think that's
it,
when they had the auction.
It is way off.
When they had the auction, that's what I thought, that they wanted to keep people off of driving
right.
around.
And he fenced that right after
okay.
that he put it in.
Okay.
And I asked him why he went so far, and he said, well, there's an easement over there. He didn't want them taking their boats down. And,
uh-huh.
But he stayed on that little strip.
Okay, well, I misunderstood
yeah.
then. But as you can see, our property line, it goes right down the side of their house on the right-hand side. It's their air conditioner is a little bit almost in on my property. And I'm just worried about the parking and use of that. And then I'm alone, and I'm concerned about a lot of people being there and using our properties for their parking and turning around and things like that. And I think it would really impact the neighborhood in a negative way.
So people drive through there to get to the boat ramp?
Yes, they drive through the easement, which is on my property, to get to the boat ramp.
Okay.
See, you can see it kind of right there, yeah, to get to the boat ramp. And we're actually building on to the right-hand side of the house and making a parking area for us so that we're not parked in the easement or in front of the house. So anyway, that's all in our plans.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
Okay. So I'm a little concerned about, all, you know, especially the road down there. It's very narrow all the way down Beeler when you come down that big hill. So anyway, I think it would impact us negatively.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, next on this side, any volunteers to go next?
How are
you doing? Good evening.
My name is Kevin Blesky. I've lived in the community there since 2004. I came from Las Vegas. And I think in Las Vegas, we know a little bit about nightly rentals. And the biggest thing about it is you never know what you're going to get, and you take that chance. Just like we do here in this town, we take it every single day. But there's parameters in place when people get unruly, and there won't be if he's not there. I don't know this dude from Adam. He bought this property for $60,000. There's houses down in that neighborhood for upwards of $200,000. So him just saying that he's going to put in parameters to have people that we don't know in the community stay there is ridiculous. You know, we usually take care of anything that happens down there together as a community, and the cops are rarely called. And I think it's going to be another bad thing that if we do have to call the cops because he's not there, it's going to take away from the resources of our county because it is the sheriff. Okay. When I did purchase that place, I looked at 16 homes in Branson alone. And the reason why I picked it is because it was quiet. It's at the end of the road. And everybody there works in the community except for one. She's retired. You know, I get home at 3 o'clock in the morning. But when I get there isn't parties going on or anything else like that. It's very, very quiet down there, and everybody respects each other. So that's all I have to say. If you have any questions, call me back up.
Which one is your house?
My house is at the very, very end of the road.
Right here. There's a little
turnaround right there.
Thank you. Next.
Hi, I'm